From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama and other Western leaders are set to accuse Iran of operating a secret nuclear enrichment facility. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama, along with leaders of France and Britain, will use the disclosure of the uranium enrichment facility to press their case for international inspections of Iran's nuclear program. U.S. intelligence is said to have known about the secret facility for years. Once Iran learned the secret was out, it belatedly acknowledged the facility in a letter to the International Atomic Energy Agency. Iran has argued that it's enriching uranium for peaceful energy purposes. Both the U.S. and others worry the nuclear material could be used for making weapons. The accusation comes in Pittsburgh, where members of the G20 countries have been holding economic talks. Iran is set to meet next month with representatives of the U.S. and five other countries who want Iran to scale back its nuclear efforts. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Pittsburgh.
11 Iraqi soldiers were killed today. The Iraqi military says they were members of a bomb disposal unit. They died near Mosul as American and Iraqi forces were trying to detonate a number of confiscated bombs. Meanwhile, at least two of the 16 prisoners who escaped from a jail in Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit have been recaptured. Yesterday's jailbreak has sparked a backlash against top security officials in Iraq. Officials say five American troops have been killed in southern Afghanistan. A military statement says they were killed in three separate incidents yesterday. Three died in a roadside bomb attack. The fourth and fifth died of wounds suffered during insurgent attacks. The Obama administration, meanwhile, is debating whether to send more troops to Afghanistan. The top commander there is expected to ask for additional troops. A Colorado man at the center of a terrorism investigation is expected to be back in a Denver courtroom today. Federal prosecutors plan to argue that he should remain locked up until his trial. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Prosecutors say 24-year-old Najibul Azazi was intent on blowing up an improvised explosive device, probably during his trip to New York 2 weeks back. In a court filing, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of New York says Zazi is clearly a danger because he traveled to Pakistan to learn how to make bombs. Then he allegedly purchased the items needed to do that from beauty supply stores in the Denver area. Zazi showed no visible reactions during a hearing Thursday. At the same proceeding, his father was released from federal custody. Mohammed Zazi still faces a charge of lying to federal investigators, but prosecutors did not challenge efforts to release the elder Zazi on a $50,000 unsecured bond. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
Global stocks are mostly down today after a two-day losing streak on Wall Street. In the latest session, the Dow fell yesterday 41 points to 9,707. The S&P 500 declined yesterday 10 points to 1,051. You're listening to NPR News. A couple of key senators on the Senate Finance Committee are pushing for what's become a key issue in the debate over an overhaul of the nation's health care system. Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia and New York's Chuck Schumer say they want a full debate on whether the government should create a public plan to compete with private insurers. A bill the Finance Committee is considering does not include a public option. However, Rockefeller and Schumer are planning to offer separate amendments. The makers of Tylenol are recalling several liquid formulations of the product intended for infants and children because of possible bacterial contamination. NPR's Julie Robner has more.
The lots of children's and infants' Tylenol in question were manufactured between April and June of 2008 and expire in roughly the same months in 2010. McNeil Consumer Healthcare, the subsidiary of Johnson & Johnson that makes Tylenol, says it issued the voluntary recall after discovering bacterial contamination in some raw material for one of the product's inactive ingredients. A McNeil spokesman stressed that none of the contaminated material was ever used in any finished product, but it issued the recall for all products made around the same time. The company is recommending that parents whose children took any of the recalled product contact a healthcare professional if they have concerns. Lot numbers for the specific products are available on the company's website. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Health officials say up to 7 million doses of swine flu vaccine are expected to arrive in the first week of October. That's twice as many as they expected just last week. The government says most of the doses will be the nasal spray version, with millions in the form of shots to arrive by mid-October. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.